This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Illinois high schools will be required to teach media literacy starting with the 2022-23 school year. The head of secondary education in Unit 5 schools, Dan Lamboli, tells Eric Stock the district already teaches some basic principles that students need to be media literate so they can spot fake news. But he says he wants to see how the new curriculum can help students use social media in a healthy way.
One part of the law really that grabs my attention is, you know, what is a trustworthy source? So, that's very important as we, again, have our students, develop into critical thinkers. And so the other part of the law, which as I read it, our students are our high school students, heavily engaged in social media. And so creating media messages, accessing media messages, and how that plays into the social and emotional well-being of students, and I think now more than ever over the last year and a half, how we help students navigate that. Educate them on that. I do see the relevancy of that.
Schools are still waiting on guidance from the Illinois State Board of Education about how to implement this instruction. How do you envision such a curriculum at Normal Community and Normal West?
I see already in terms of, analyzing sources, trustworthiness of sources already embedded in particular English courses and social studies courses that almost all students take. And so, we think about, how to really engage and effectively do research, which again, we see in all of our basic, our mandatory English courses. And then also in our social studies curriculum, our standards in social studies really link into inquiry. And so in inquiry, we are really wanting students in our social sciences to develop a claim about something. And when you develop a claim, where's the evidence for that claim and the reasoning for that claim? So that involves, again, how do you what are the sources you're using to develop that claim? Are those trustworthy sources? So I already see in many ways us already meeting that mandate.
At what age do students start to sharpen their media consumption habits? In other words, how soon do you have to reach them on this?
And as a former middle school principal, almost every student, I would say, by sixth grade probably has a cell phone. And so, and again, that's just from what I've seen. And so once they have that kind of access, then we see their digital footprint expanding because now they're in the social media apps. That's where I would say it starts. And then, again, they continue to have that cell phone into middle school, into high school. And, we in our middle schools and high schools allow students to have those cell phones on their person. We don't want them using it during classroom time, so that is monitored, but if you think about during the day, they are able to really access their phone and any kind of messages or social media messages they could be sending or receiving throughout the day.
Since these students are not just news consumers because of social media, they are also content producers who can also help shape public opinion. So how does their diet of media consumption impact what they're producing and sharing?
I would kind of go back to the middle level. It's probably that for many, the first entrance into creating some of that for consumption. And so it could be a matter of you're expressing your artistic ability. You have this great ability to create this for consumption and you want to share that, and we teach them how to do that. And again, variety of programs and that we do have available to students. And then I think as we get into high school, again, I think in terms of kind of the second part of one of the other parts of this law, we're developing you as critical thinkers to have a critical conscience. And with that, are you sharing what your thoughts are, And so that's part of it too. It's not just creating that for class necessarily, but are you sharing that and expressing your views in that way to whoever's consuming and getting your message? We realize that. And so, again, kind of going back to, like, if you've got a claim, if you've got an opinion, we want you to develop that, but we want to do it around reputable sources, and we want you to be able to develop your argument, your claim, in a well-thought-out process.
That was Unit 5 Director of Secondary Education Dan Lamboli with Eric Stock. Unit 5 teaches a digital media course to nearly all junior high students. It includes some curriculum on media literacy.